Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and we get to hear what kind of divine messages they're going to be presented for us for today. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is the magical DC Love. I am also known as the real DC Love, or just maybe DC Love. Whatever one you choose is fine with me. I'm so blessed to be here today. I just want to say that I've had the most amazing journey, and it didn't start in the way that you may think. It actually started with little nudges that I guess I didn't pay attention to. And then I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone was texting me. Spirit was actually sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, I had no other choice but to listen. And this is how I found myself on the path that I am on right now. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm also a divine healer, as well as being an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. And some of the education that I have received, it wasn't done in the usual way. Nope. I've traveled to heaven. And at times I was there to just to visit my loved ones, but other times I was there to attend schools of higher learning. And this helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and also discovered higher levels of consciousness in healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I discovered, wow, I really do have a strong connection with the spirit world, and since then, I've never looked back. I continue now to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and offering angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog Ginger, and we can't forget my not-so-divine guide Joan Rivers. She and I first connected when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And it really did take quite a while to, you know, see that this is a divine connection. And I really embrace Joan and everything that she shows me. And she really has helped me to go further on my path. And life would be just so dull without her. She's left a door open. And those from the other side, they continue to walk through that door. And my chance encounter with her has really given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. And it also has given me the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide from all walks of life. And it's just so amazing. And like I said, my journey is anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely activated, and two other things that are now slipped my mind. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use the wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, 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 many years of questioning and seeking truth, I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged. giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More button. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook connection, so that's one of the ways of finding her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, DC, it's time for us to hear some messages. So what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara. Well, I have Jackson here, and he was running around, and I was sitting there having a cup of tea with some honey. I'm starting to have a little bit of allergies. Everything is blooming here. And I said, oh, my goodness, do I have a message for this morning? And all of a sudden, I sat down, and here's the message that came to me. Good morning, beloveds. This is a time of empowerment, a time of unlimited possibilities. All is available to you. Are you open to receiving? Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Do you know what you are wanting? Trust in the wisdom that is within you and believe in yourself and let go of any perceived limitations. Put aside any doubt that you are having and allow divine wisdom to come in and to help you to connect with your divine destiny. Trust in the messages that you are receiving. Follow the longings of your heart. Beloveds, what brings you joy? Where does your passion lie? When you connect with joy, you find that your heart will steer you in the right direction. Allow the divine within you to lead you where you are longing to go. You've got to take a step in faith and embrace all that is before you. This is a time to dream big. Visualize your highest and best and allow the universe to match your vibration. Think about only what you are wanting and start creating your reality. Stay focused on your dreams and your desires and know that you are worthy of all the beautiful gifts that the universe has to offer. It will come, but you have to remain open to receiving. Every day is an opportunity to receive abundance, prosperity, opportunities, and unexpected gifts. Connect with your innermost dreams and set your soul on fire. Allow that fire to grow within you and feed it with love and remain in a state of joy and allow your passion to burn brightly. Go forward fearlessly, beloveds, in the direction of your dream. You are ready. Live in the moment and enjoy every day. This is your time, and you are worthy of all that is coming your way. Create the reality that you've envisioned. This is a magical time, and beloveds, you are the magician. Open your arms wide to receiving and allow the universe to bring you all that you've been wanting and more, yes, more. More that is beyond your wildest dreams. The bigger, the better. There are bigger and better things waiting for you. Make room in your life now for all that you've been wanting. Beloveds, dream big and believe, and the results will be big. Life can be bigger and better than you've imagined. It really can be. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, that's what I got this morning.
Wow. That's a wonderful.
So I don't know if
message.
It was the tea or the antihistamine.
Or the combination of the two.
Okay.
Oh. Well, thank you, DC. And,
oh, you're welcome.
Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Okay, here we go. Beloved ones, you know who you are. And we mean this in every sense of your existence. You do know who you are. Now, you have been taught many different things about yourself, about life, about possibilities. But you know who you are. The answers really are inside of you. God never, ever cuts you off from the wisdom that is you. So we encourage you to let go of those beliefs and limitations and smallness and can't and all of that stuff that you were taught. Let it go. And come back to the truth, to the knowing of who you are. Because everything that you desire truly is meant to be yours. Everything you've ever dreamed is possible. And we know that some of you have had some very, very wild dreams, but we are still saying that yes, it is possible. It's time for everyone to wake up and to come back to their hearts, back to their home, back to their truth, back to their knowing. And we are here to help you. And that is why we have DC Bob and Barbara Grace do these shows, because it is about helping you to come home to who you really are. We love you, and we stand here with our arms opening, welcoming you home. Welcome home. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Absolutely beautiful.
All right, so we have come to the time in the show where I have to get to the page where people can call in and ask us questions or get messages. And I am not seeing that anyone is actually called in yet. So
we have one caller that actually calls in and was wondering if we're on in the morning. I think they're getting us confused with Love and Amazing Grace, our evening show.
Oh.
Yes, well, Morning with Jesus is in the morning. Or with the evening with Jesus.
Well, I did finally post it on Facebook to let people know that we are doing a show today.
And we do have Archangel Ariel coming in. You know, it is springtime, and people, you know, like to get out of the house a little bit more to connect with nature. And Archangel Ariel is here to really to connect with everyone that wants to connect with her, to help to bring your life, you know, back into balance. And she's also here to help us, you know, have balance in our daily lives. She can help us, you know, with anything we're needing, whether it's worrying about, you know, maybe having a place to stay, you know, having healthy food to eat. And she also helps, you know, with our beautiful fur babies as well. And she loves to watch over our fur babies to make sure that they get the love, you know, and the attention that they deserve as well. And Archangel Raphael comes in with her, you know, a lot of the times, too, to really, you know, to connect and help with animals. So when you're outside, just, you know, say a quick hello to Archangel Ariel. You know, she is there, and she loves to connect with everyone. And she's saying, you know, I'm there to make sure that when you're outside enjoying nature, that you're safe as well. So we want to make sure that's, you know, that you do stay safe while you're outside. Okay. We have a caller, Barbara. Are you seeing our caller?
No, I am not seeing our caller. Let me
refresh you know what? I may have
screen.
Yeah, let me just see here. I'm actually getting to that. I think we're being guided to change the time a little bit, Barbara.
Mhm.
For some reason, it's not working as well as it did. I think the time has to be changed. It either has to go, like, it has to be an hour earlier or maybe an hour later. So you've got to decide what works for you. But I just feel like the time right now is not really a good time for the spring.
Okay, I can see our caller now. Yay.
Yes, there we go. I see her too. Okay.
Okay, so I'll click on Area code 510. Hi, who's this?
It's Leanne, ladies. How are you?
Hello, Leanne.
How are you, Leanne?
I'm all right. It's been an interesting period, but we had the release yesterday with the ashes, the final resting place for my Uncle Joe from the physical form. Absolutely beautiful. On top of something called Mount Diablo in California. It's a big mountain in the poppy field, something he requested. So it was an intimate ceremony and really beautiful. And I feel complete being able to carry that through. That was just a share. The other part is in between the, you know, finalizing and the movement and just the parts of this process to, you know, handle the details that are in this world, you know, as well as my own, you know, healing process with everything and knowing all as well, but still being human through it and just working with between both worlds. More ugliness came that was actually publicly posted. And I'm laughing because I think I wake up now kind of going, wow, I don't know what world I'm actually in because it's not the one I'm part of. And I say that because I haven't done anything to take this particular thing down. And it was actually a letter written to my uncle who's transitioned from someone who didn't attend any of the services, from someone who's met me 3 times in my 50 years of life. But it's so toxic, and it actually incited more comments that went all the way back to when my father passed, which was a pretty beautiful. I was with him when he passed as well, because, you know, I've been blessed to be with people as they transition and have that healing that you get and the gift that it is when you're allowed to be there. And why I'm telling you so much is because this was pretty rough. It was on Friday. It actually happened April 11th. But I had blocked the person because Spirit guided me, and I had blocked this particular group of people from my already pretty private Facebook because I use it for my writing. And something told me to do that. It was either right before my uncle had transitioned or it was right after, and I can't remember. But the point is, I never saw what was on his page, and apparently this particular vile letter and then the responses thereafter that also talked about when my dad died, that had lies and said there was legal action. There's never been anything in my whole life against me that way. Lies are lies. The truth is always the truth. So I did nothing because I needed to move through what I had planned for my uncle and keep that integrity in the space for yesterday, you know, which was also my other uncle Gary's birthday who passed away. So, and Earth Day and Easter Monday. So I was really called to just keep the focus there and not let the distractions continue. So that's what I did. At this point, I still haven't taken it off. Basically, it is libel. It is, you know, all. If I go into this world, it's libel, it's cyber harassment, it's all of that. I'm asking for some guidance. I've got some ideas as far as that it should be stopped, and I have the ability to. I own my uncle's account, so I could, you know, easily take it off. But I just didn't want to, I can't, literally my stomach has been sick even all morning this morning. I just didn't want to touch it, if that makes sense. So the way I found out about it, like I said, I didn't see it for the 8 days and I still didn't see it posted. It was my mother actually was just going to my uncle's page to make a comment or just be happy and have memories, because that's why I left the page up for him, you know, of my uncle, so people would have a place for this year. And she's the one who was pretty mortified. And I'm glad I know, but yet I wish I didn't. And I'm just asking for some guidance on just the toxicity. It's just, I'm not participating in it, but doing nothing all the time, I don't know. Right now, it's just like something needs to be done to stop. Say whatever you want. Words, you know, what I've got, one of my practices is whatever you say or think about me is none of my business. That still holds true. And it's a practice I've really been put to the test on them from a spiritual side. However, when does it, for this, am I to get a cease and desist letter and have them pull it? Should I just pull it? I mean, what to do? Because I just energetically don't even want to touch it, even though, like I said, I can't see it, but I could turn it into Facebook. I could forward it to, get legal help and all of that. But I need some guidance here because I just need it to stop. you know, do whatever you want behind my back, do whatever you want, I guess, in my face. But the cowardly things, I'm not a public figure. And, you know, as the writing and the different things I do come out, I realize that also things can happen. But this was a personal assault. So at every level. And it was basically all about my uncle and saying that I didn't do any of his wishes. And it was just so detailed, and then it did it to my dad too. Which I had nothing. That was a whole other situation. So it just was vile. I won't repeat some of the things that were said. I'm just asking for help.
Okay, Leanne, this is DC. Hi, honey. The first thing that I'm getting is your uncle is saying that you are going to get help from people, and he's saying in high places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I think of high places, I think of my school of higher learning. So I think of heaven. So
yeah.
I don't know what he means by high places, but you are going to get help from people in high places. Okay. And it's going to be beautiful, you know, and that'll bring healing as well. Okay. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, please just try to stay positive and, you know, let go of anything that is negative, let go of the fears, and turn it over to the angels. Give it to them, and then it's no longer yours.
That's what I did. I'm just asking.
And just be that beautiful, positive example that you have been, okay? And your uncle thanks you because he's saying, Leanne, you were instrumental to me. You know, in my journey, and you're still instrumental. And he honors you, and he loves you beyond words, okay? And he's saying, you know, when you're, I get dream state or quiet time, you're going to connect with him, and he's going to give you, you know, different information as well, okay? And I know, like, right now, because all of this is going on, it's a little difficult to maybe, you know, to maybe hear him, to even connect with the angel's guidance, because sort of like you are overthinking things as well, okay? And he's saying, you know, don't worry, there's going to be a, you know, reasonable and a logical solution to all of this, Leanne, okay? And you know, you are this amazing person of integrity, okay? And allow the divine to come in and to help you, okay? He's saying, you know, others are not like Leanne. Oh, I couldn't hear you. What was that, honey?
That's what I've been asking, and that's how I moved through yesterday. It was absolutely beautiful yesterday.
Saying, please, Leanne, do not connect with those that are not of the same integrity. Okay?
You know,
your gut feeling.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They keep doing
it.
Because he's saying, you know, they're really uncomfortable.
Showed up yesterday.
Yeah.
The husband of the person showed up yesterday unannounced, and I treated him fine because I thought, you know, whoever shows up is meant to be here, and it was beautiful. So
right, and just, you know, what your heart is filled with love and compassion, and he's saying, you know, this is a time of forgiveness as well. Just forgive it, and he wants you to watch because you are like a really beautiful, compassionate soul, but you're also very sensitive, and it's sort of like you've absorbed some of this negativity that, you know, was there as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm struggling with, I think, and it's not feeling comfortable at all.
You're trying to be like a peacemaker. You're trying to keep everything, you know, the way it should be, you know. But I do feel like you absorbed like a little bit of, you know, like the other person's negativity, and
I don't even talk to any, you know what I'm saying, it came out of left field, it was like, whoa, so, and I'm so glad I didn't see it, and that I was blocked, because I didn't know, you know, but then when I saw it, I was like, okay, this is getting to be, it just needs to stop, that's all I get as an answer, is it does need to stop.
Your grandfather's saying you have a little bit more patience, and just allow the solution to come forward. Don't try to force anything. Just let it happen. Allow the divine to come and trust that all will happen in the divine right timing. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And just, you know, please, he's asking that you please take care of you, and he knows that, you know, you are, you know, the person that tries to take care of everyone, but you've got to take care of you as well. Okay.
I don't want to take care of anybody else right now. I've got no more room. I'm clear. Yeah.
Right.
It's about me.
Well,
it's about me.
Even though you don't want to take care of anyone else right now, you still are holding on to a pattern that's sort of ingrained within you that, you know what, if something happens, I'm the one that's going to take care of it, you know? And that really, like, it brings you, like, into an imbalance, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it can make you, you know, it can make you feel stuck where you are. It could create physical issues. Okay? And we've got to get rid of that pattern, okay?
Yes. Yeah.
And allow you to feel, you know, to feel free, okay?
Yes.
And allow other people, too, at times to come in and help as well. Okay, and he's writing, like, in the clouds, you've got to start to set boundaries.
Yep. Well, that's
okay.
What I'm calling about this. I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I need to check.
And standing up for yourself is the right thing to do, he's saying. Okay?
Okay.
And
yep.
When you come, like, from a place of love, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. Others will understand what you're saying, and they will respect you because of it. Okay?
Right.
And he's just, I'm with you. I'm always with you. And he's just asking that you please, like, take care of yourself. And with that being said, I don't know, have you been listening to the radio or something? Because I feel like he was around, and I don't know if, like, anything is, like, going on within the home or anything, like anything with lights or electrical, but he's trying to get your attention. So I don't know, like, if there's some kind of, they play with electricity a lot, and that happens with me, you know, a lot.
There's
okay, like
computer,
something.
Yeah. Technology.
Computer issues. Okay, well, that's him. It's sort of like he's saying, okay, I've got your attention. So you've got to pay a little bit more attention. You know, he wants you to pay attention. Okay?
Okay, yes.
He's definitely there, and he's definitely with you. He's sorry for what you're, you know, what you're going through. You know, he knows it's not right. Okay? And he's saying you're filled with overwhelming emotions, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got to, you know, you've got to get rid of those emotions. You've got to get rid of them, let them go, okay? He's one of your, like, a special angel of yours, and he is going to be there, and he's going to, you know, help you through your journey. He's saying that he could not believe how much that you gave to him, and he wants to do something to you for you in return for all that you've given him.
Okay.
And I just see him, and he's just, like, looking at you. He's watching over you, hon. And he's saying you've got to let go of all of this now. Okay?
Okay.
So you're holding on to things that no longer serve you. Okay? And what is he showing? And he's looking, and he's just, like, somber. He's not smiling. He's really concerned about you. He's saying your kindness is unbelievable. Okay? And he just loves you so, so much. But he wants you to just, you know, allow yourself, you know, to just surrender all of this, because it doesn't, you know, need to be there anymore. There's no need to struggle. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. Okay, he wants you to get rid of all of it. And he wants you to focus on loving yourself.
Okay.
And, you know, focus on your beautiful journey. And he's saying, I'm sorry, I wish that things could have been different. You know, I didn't realize, like, all the craziness that was coming your way, you know.
I hate to tell you, he was a participant in how this occurred, sadly. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
calling.
I mean, you know what, when we accept it, and we find that there are lessons to be learned, you know, and then we can move on from it. Because if we don't learn from, you know, these experiences, they tend to repeat themselves in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, Leanne, you're not other people. You're not anything like them, okay? You have amazing wisdom.
That.
You have amazing, you've got the most amazing, beautiful heart. And it's time to share all of that with the world. So don't let me and this crazy situation hold you back from thinking about you, okay? So he wants you to focus on going forward. There's something waiting for you, and you've got to embrace all of that, Leanne. And you've got to let go of all of the other stuff, okay? Because it doesn't serve you, and she's not getting anywhere by,
I agree.
You know, just, you know, focusing on this. It doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. The energy drain is not good, and that's where I just needed help with So do I do nothing? And if I do nothing, then that's fine too. But it's always, you know, that's all. That's all. So I'm
with
him.
So he's saying, like,
if
you're going to get help from, you know, someone. And the way I felt like it was really powerful. I feel like it's like a heavenly source of help. But you do need, you are in a little bit of need of healing to, like, let all of this go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But heaven.
And he was
kind
of trying to give you anything. But he's laughing. He said, "You know what? She finally listened. She called into the show, so he's laughing. So he's happy. Okay."
I had to. You were like, I was like, "Oh, Tuesday's coming. This is going to be perfect." Let go.
Yeah, yeah, and oh my gosh, yeah. So he's just laughing. But now I have to turn you over to Barbara because you are in need of a little bit of healing, hon. Okay.
I am. Yes, thank you.
Okay, Leanne.
Barbara. Okay, Leanne. We're going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Dear innate, I release other people's negativity.
Dear innate, I release other people's negativity.
Dear innate, I release the need to attract other people's negativity.
Dear innate, I release the need to attract other people's negativity.
Yes. Dear innate, I release any belief that I am responsible for other people.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I am responsible for other people.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I surround this situation with love.
Dear innate, I surround this situation with love.
Dear innate, there is nothing that I need to do.
Yes. Dear innate, there is nothing that I need to do.
Dear innate, this is not a problem.
Dear innate, this is not a problem.
Dear innate, I release these people from my life.
Ah, yes. Dear innate, I release these people from my life.
Dear innate, I release these circumstances from my life.
Dear innate, I release these circumstances from my life.
Dear innate, I release all of this energy from my life.
Dear innate, I release all of this energy from my life.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
A lot better. The last one just was like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. I think they want to give you a message. So hold on. Let me see if they're going to have one. Okay. We want you to understand that you're not supposed to take on all this negativity from these people. That is why it came up, so that you could realize that it's not yours.
Mm.
We know that you do understand that other people's opinions are not yours, and you don't need to be concerned with them or deal with them in any way, shape, or form. But there are still some ways that other people can start sticking their energy into you. Like, you believe that you need to make sure that your uncle is protected and defended, which is not your job. There's no way that anyone can do or say anything to hurt him. And so you are taking things personally that are not personal. This is not yours. Don't take it on. If someone is saying or writing something that you would rather not have on that particular page, then delete it. That's all you need to do. Just delete it. Let it go.
Yes.
You don't need to justify it. You don't need to vindicate yourself or anyone else.
Right.
If it doesn't fit in your life, why on earth would you want to hang on to it?
Mm.
You are learning to just let go so that you can live your truth, so that you can live your light. You are here to do amazing things and to help people in ways that you don't even know yet. So please, let go of all of that other garbage. That is not you. It is not yours. And you are not required to accept it. Surround it with love and let it go.
Okay, that's what they wanted to tell you.
Perfect. I wanted to delete it. I got my confirmation. It's perfect. Thank
but,
you.
And Leanne, when I said your name at the end of my reading, I didn't say Leanne. If you notice, I said Leanne. And I was like, uh-oh. I don't know if you picked that up, but I said Leanne, and it was your grandmother that, you know, was talking to you. And she's laughing, and she's saying, you know, that she is with you, and she's been trying to, like, lighten up your mood a little bit. And I feel like when she comes in, I don't know, it just feels like the room is, like, a little bit brighter. It feels, like, a little bit warmer. And she makes you laugh. Yeah, and she's there, and she wants to get your attention, and she's asking that you don't waste time thinking about how things used to be. She's saying things are as they are, Leanne, you know, and she's saying, you know, sometimes you got to get tough, you know, and, you know, she said, start worrying about you. Spend your energy on worrying about taking care of yourself, okay? And she's always with you. And she's saying, don't let anyone, you know, steal your peace, okay? So I don't know if you feel like a little bit of a breeze when she's around, or maybe like a perfume that she wears.
Sometimes, yeah.
She wore, but she's saying she knows it's me. There could be a song, but there's something specific that she gives you, like some kind of sign, and she's saying she knows it's me, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
So she is with you. Yeah, and she's saying that you've been thinking about her too, because she's saying she's been thinking about me.
Yeah, I went to see my grandfather, her husband. Finally, after months, I was able to see him and had the most beautiful visit the other day and on Easter. And
I just showed
that
you noticed were there, Leanne? Was there like a picture that caught your eye?
It was her right next to me when she was really young in her 20s, and I kept looking at it just thinking, oh, you're just so beautiful.
Yep, so she's telling me about the picture, yes.
Yeah, gorgeous. She looks like
a baby. Yeah, so that's beautiful. And she's just saying, you know, don't let other people, you know, get you that annoyed where they steal your peace, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and she's just, you know, she's so proud of you. And she's saying, you know, now is the time to, you know, like really focus on you and the opportunities that are opening up for you, hon, okay?
Okay.
So there will be, you know, there's going to be opportunities. And she's saying, you're so much like your aunt. But I don't know which aunt she's talking about.
But I'm not sure either, but that's okay.
Yeah. It's good, she said. Don't worry about it. It's not bad stuff. She's really, really good. But she's showing me like she's with you and your uncle is with you. And I'm also, you know, seeing that Archangel Jophiel is coming in as well and asking you to really let go of everything that no longer serves you. Anything that feels like really heavy, you know, just let it go, okay?
Okay.
It's really a to just release and to surrender and to really focus on you. Because when you do that, you're going to see how you feel lighter, your mood is so much better, and, you know, and it doesn't come into your day. You're going to feel uplifted. You're going to feel good, you know. And do you have a picture on your wall? Because I'm getting, like, look at the picture. Just look at the picture.
Okay.
So is there, like, a picture that you have, hon?
There's a few, but the one that I turned to was, it actually has, it's a picture of Jesus. It's a small picture of Jesus with the heart, you know, that's shining, that one. Awesome. It's one of those cards, and then there's Sri Sri Ravi Shankar as well from Art of Living.
Oh, beautiful. Well, she's saying just look at the picture, okay?
Mm.
But like I said, it was your you know, your grandmother, and I'm thankful that she wasn't moving things around, because when I encounter grandmothers, they just, like, they knock me off my axis, and they move stuff all over the place. So she was a little bit more gentle, which is nice, you know, but she is with you. God bless her. She's saying, I'm sending you so many signs. Start taking notice. I'm always sending you signs,
Leanne.
She
does.
She's saying, yes, I'm here, and I'm always. And you know what? You make them, like, smile. You make them laugh. They just love your energy. And she's pointing. Okay, she's pointing, and she's saying, tell her, okay. So she wants you to just love yourself unconditionally, love every part of yourself. And she's bringing in
okay.
a beautiful goddess that's with you, and it's the goddess of never been broken, okay?
Ooh, wow.
And she has this most magnificent energy. She's indestructible, and she embraces change, okay? And she's here to really, you know, to really give you that energy that you don't have within you presently.
Okay.
And, again, she can never be broken, okay? So she wants you to take on that energy, okay? But she's also filled with patience. She's filled with joy. She's filled with this beautiful light, okay? And she's going to help you to get rid of, like, whatever energy is trapped within you. Like, sometimes you know, you allow this energy to stay within, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's reminded you that she, you know, you always have the power to choose how you feel and to become, you know, to become love and light. And what is she saying now? Okay. She's saying, you know, this was like a hard time for you, your grandmother is saying. And, you know, you felt very vulnerable, but she wants you to connect with that beautiful strength within, okay? And just, you know, when people get to you like that, just keep affirming that, you know, I can never be broken, okay?
Okay.
She's
okay.
one of the most amazingly powerful goddesses,
okay?
And she comes in, you know, when we need her most. And sometimes when we feel most alone and most vulnerable and when really we feel, like, afraid. And she's going to come in and she's going to help you to transform into, you know, a goddess like she is. And see, everything is an opportunity to release what isn't serving you, okay? So she's going to help you to see all of that.
Okay.
And, you know, and even that feeling of being broken and, you know, all of that, it's not failure, okay? So she's saying, you know, feel everything that you are feeling, okay? And remember that, you know, it's not the, you know, it's not the heart that ever breaks, it's the ego, okay? So your heart can only expand and add more love, Leanne.
Yes, okay.
And everything happens to really to help you to go forward, to set you free, and just choose to always, you know, to be more love, you know. And this beautiful goddess is with you, so honor that beautiful goddess within you and your divine feminine, okay, and just love yourself and your journey, hon.
Okay, thank you.
So you're really blessed. I mean, you've got a beautiful divine team with you, hon.
Thank you.
You really do. I mean, they're totally amazing. Totally amazing. And this is a time of new beginnings, and it's going to be a very joyous time for you. So start connecting with that beautiful joy, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Bless you, hon.
Thank you so much. You too, both of you.
You're welcome.
For calling, Leanne.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving to our next caller from area code 504.
Hi,
who's this?
Hello? Debbie.
Hello, Debbie. What can we do for you today?
I'm having a really tough time with these energies. I guess I was doing the innate that you were doing with her just now. saying I'm along. But I feel like mine, I'm not sure if it's an unknown origin. I just feel like my nerves are so tight that they're frayed. And this just came on me in the last couple of days where everything is irritating me. And I don't know if it's negative energy or earth energy. And I was just wondering if you knew what it was.
Okay, well, let's see what we get about that. DC?
Yes, Deb. Hi, this is DC. What I'm getting is you are a very, very sensitive person. And the energy around you, you know, is, you know, crazy because you're not understanding it, okay? And I also am getting that you have a lot of spiritual gifts, okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to be able to really, like, to protect your energy and to stay grounded and to really sort of, like, stay away from, like, lower energies, okay? You know, people and places that have lower energies can actually, you know, get you a little bit, like, frayed at the edges, you know, where you're feeling like not
okay.
yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But even, like, noises are loud. Like, I can listen to, like, blog talk or some music, but people talking and the television, and I just, oh, my gosh, I've just never been like this, ever. Just, you know what I mean? Like, grouchy
right.
and irritable, and I hate that.
You've taken on energy that's not yours, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, you're a very sensitive soul. Okay, so we have Archangel Metatron coming in, and he really wants to help you with this, you know, with that energy. And as well, like, I will turn you over to Barbara to clear the energy that you've taken on, okay? And when Archangel Metatron comes in, he comes in with his healing cube. Sometimes they call it the Merkaba cube, and that helps to clear the lower energies and brings healing. And, you know, when you're not on the air with us, you could call upon him, say, Archangel Metatron, please come in with your Metatron, you know, with your Metatron's cube, your Merkaba, and to clear all this energy. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
You've just taken on, like I said, energy that isn't yours, okay?
Okay.
And you're asked to just, you know, to just be strong and allow the divine to come in and help you. And don't feel like, at times I feel like, you know, like you feel like you're taking on this energy, and it's almost as like, you know, like, why me? Why is this happening? You're not a victim. You can get rid of this energy, hon. Okay? I've got to ask you, though. I'm getting there's something, like, deep within you, like, really deep within you, and it has to do, too, with a father or a father figure. Okay? So I don't know if you're remembering, like, anything, you know, in regard to your dad or someone that was, you know, as a father. But I'm getting there's something within you, these memories that are like really down deep that need to be, you know, to need to be freed and to allow you to heal. Okay, you're holding on to negative patterns. Go ahead.
Is that possible to blame my boyfriend for something like my father did? Like just make him work harder and harder, even though he didn't do the things to me that my father did.
You're still holding on to the, you know, like I said, you're holding on to memories from your, you know, from your father and, you know, your boyfriend being a man, you're associating it with men, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So
I get that.
We're
going
to have Barbara come in and to really, to help you to let go of those feelings. And I'm also getting that you've got to be able to set boundaries. Okay.
Okay.
And really, you know, really to be able to set boundaries with people and to be able to speak up when you really feel like there's something that needs to be said. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And the angels are going to come
that.
In and ask you to be able to speak from your heart, but to do it lovingly. And again, when you do it lovingly, you know, people won't take it the wrong way. They will understand and they'll respect you for the person that you are.
Okay.
Okay?
I did
and
isolate
just,
and help.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I sound whiny. I appreciate you saying that.
No,
I thought
you don't.
Isolation would help. And it did.
Right.
I was yelling at my cat. Everything she meowed,
well,
and it was like awful.
Well, you called into the show, and you were guided to call in. And, you know, everything is going to be okay. Okay? And it's great that
okay.
you called in. You listened to those, you know, the guidance from the angels, okay? So now it's a time
okay.
to let go and let God, hon. We're going to let go. We're going to let God. And we're going to invite
okay.
Barbara in to really start to help you to, you know, get rid of all of this and really to feel better and have that little bit of healing that you're needing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless, honey. Barbara?
Hey.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So
Hi.
You're ready? We're going to do our Dear Innate statement.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I release the energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I release energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I'm supposed to take on other people's energies.
Dear Innate, I release the belief that I am supposed to take on other people's energy.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to just be me.
Dear Innate, I give myself the freedom to just be me.
Dear Innate, I release the energies that say that I am not loved.
Dear Innate, I release the energy that I am loved.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of the pain of the past.
Dear Innate, I let go of all the pain of the past.
Dear Innate, I recognize that is not me.
Dear Innate, I recognize the past is not me.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I forgive my father.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear Innate, I am not my father.
Dear Innate, I am not my father.
Dear Innate, I am not my mother.
Dear Innate, I am not my mother.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the energies of my father.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the energies of my father.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the energies of my mother.
Dear Innate, I disconnect from the energies of my mother.
Dear Innate, I allow myself the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I allow myself the freedom to be me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my own mistakes.
Dear Innate, I forgive my own mistakes.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to be punished.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to be punished.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I completely love and accept myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
It feels better. I did not realize it was so painful.
They're just showing that you were holding on to,
You've been holding on to a lot, actually. Some of the stuff you've been holding on to for several lifetimes, actually. So it's not just stuff that happened to you in this life, but stuff from several lifetimes back that you just never let go of. Dear Innate, I release the energies of past lives.
Dear Innate, I release the energy of past lives.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to repeat the patterns.
Dear Innate, I no longer need to repeat the patterns.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to learn the lessons.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to learn the lessons.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Lighter. I feel lighter.
Yeah, good.
It was physically pain associated with emotional pain. So
yeah.
It feels looser. That's
and you may
tight.
Just need to say every now and then, Dear Innate, I just let it all go. Dear Innate, I just let it all go. You know, you may want to say that several times every day for a little while as you are just letting it all go.
Let it all go.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I don't know. Did you ladies ever watch a show called The OA? It was about parallel lives, but I was seeing a lot of patterns, and I was like, yikes, how can you access those? Maybe you shouldn't access those.
You can access
it's
those through your Akashic records.
Okay.
And that's one of the ways that you can let them go. You can actually do some exercises. One is where you go into the Akashic records and you ask to see what lifetime you took on a certain belief, and they will show you that lifetime. Then afterwards, you go back and you rewrite that experience and change it so that all of the negativity that happened to you in that lifetime didn't happen. And instead you were loved, you were accepted, and your life was wonderful. And that changes the whole energy around that lifetime. And that change comes forward to now. So if you go back and change things in the Akashic record, you are changing your life in this moment as well. And it really does work.
Wow. That is so interesting because you don't really know you could do that. And people tell you it's from a past lifetime, you feel like, why can't I fix this? And you don't even know what it is. You know, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, you can go back and fix it. And I've done that lots of times, and it does actually work. So you can do that.
Yeah, it does work. It's amazing. And I've actually seen where people, physically, when they've done that, when they look at their hands, the palms of their hands, like they're all the lines in their hands, you know, from past lifetimes, Akashic records, their hands look different, and the lines that are on their hands are all, they're gone. They're completely gone.
That
so
is
just totally
so
amazing.
Interesting. My mom had a line in her hand, and it just opened up, and I was like, I don't know what that is. I thought, you know, it must have been something from her past lifetime, and she was showing it to me, and I didn't know what to tell her. I don't know why a line would just open up on your hand. Oh, wow.
And I'm getting 200, I don't know if you resonate with crystals, but I'm getting Tiger's Eye would be a crystal that, you know, that would help you at this time to really stay focused and to direct, you know, all of your power and all of your thoughts, you know, into having, like, all the good come in. So the angels are showing me a piece of Tiger's Eye for you.
I love crystals. Okay, I'll get one. I mean, I have a little one, but I think I'm going to get one around my neck.
Yeah, that'll be great. And it'll help you to stay focused and really to feel like that you're one with the universe, you know?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I knew there had to be something going on that I couldn't access. to me now.
Well, you're definitely listening to your guidance. So pat yourself on the back for that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for calling us, Debbie.
Oh, thank you so
have a
much.
Great day.
You have no idea. Bye. You too.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 520. Hi, who's this? Area code 520, are you there?
Hello, my name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What can we do for you?
My mother passed away, and so I'm finally getting to cleaning out her things. And I want to know, is there anything specific that I need to look out for that I should keep of hers? Or because she's got a ton of things, and I've gone through a lot already. But specifically, she used to have a handgun. It was a Taurus, and I haven't came across that. And I really want to know what she did with that or where she had it.
Okay, let's see what DC's getting about it.
Sure.
Okay, Marie, the first thing that I'm picking up is you're filled with anxiety. Your emotions are, like, all over the place. You're not grounded. And when I say not grounded, I sort of, like, see you walking, and it doesn't even look like your feet are touching the ground. Your energy, mm-hmm. you know, your energy is all over the place, okay? And you've got to, you know, you've got to collect yourself emotionally. Are you able, do you get outside a little bit and just, like, put this on the back burner once in a while and just get outside and, you know, to connect with nature? Because it's sort of like, you know, like you're looking for, like, a needle in a haystack because of your energy right now.
Mm-hmm. When I do feel overwhelmed, I do go outside, but I don't go outside of the yard or, you know, down the way or anything.
Well, even,
it's just
that's okay. Even just like getting outside. Yeah, because
yeah.
I just, your energy is so scattered right now that even if you were looking for something, it could be right in front of you and you wouldn't be able to see it.
And I wouldn't see it.
Okay.
Oh, is that why that is? That always happens to me, and it happens to me looking for a pair of, you know, the keys or anything. I don't see it, and then I go back, and it's there, and I'm like, hmm.
Because you're scattered. Like I said, your emotions are, like, all over the place.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're not, you know, you're very intuitive, but you're not even connecting with your intuition, okay?
No.
And you,
mm-hmm.
you take on energy. It's like a sponge to negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes. I really feel that you just have to, you've got to, like, you know, get yourself calm. You've got to get yourself grounded. And you've got to allow yourself to, you know, to connect with spirit, to
okay.
sit quietly and allow, like, all the information to come to you, okay? And,
okay.
you know, just honor yourself because you are this beautiful, you know, sensitive emotion of, like, emotional sensitive person, but, and the same, you know, token, you've got to protect yourself from harsh energy, okay?
Okay,
so,
so
I spoke
to protect myself.
Like, to the last Do you use any crystals as well? Because crystals will help.
I don't. I've
to rec-
been wanting
like,
to get some. I don't know where to get them at.
Well, they have them. They have, like, you know, they have crystal shops. You could look at bookstores. Sometimes they have them. You could look online. Amazon has crystals. eBay has crystals. Facebook
okay,
has crystals.
Is there a specific one that I should look for?
Either black tourmaline or black or black obsidian. Because they're very, very good in repelling that negative energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Black obsidian. Okay.
Or
do
black tourmaline. Sort of like you're going through, like, a really challenging time right now, and you're so imbalanced that it's not serving you.
Okay.
And the black tourmaline is sort of like, you know, suck that, like, negative energy and sort of almost be like an air purifier for you. So if you get a piece of the black tourmaline, keep it, like,
mm-hmm.
in a pocket or something, you know, and you could put
okay.
it under your pillow. And it'll really help to sort of, like, clear your energy a little bit so that you don't have, like, that negativity, you don't have the anxiety, And you'll be able to see things a little bit more clearly. I feel like what you're looking for is there, but you're just so, like, you're so spaced out right now that you're not able to see anything. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because you are in need of a little bit of healing to get rid of all of that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Marie, we're going to do some of those dear innate statements, and you just repeat what I say, and we will go from there. Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear of failing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of failing.
Dear innate, I release the fear of letting my mother down.
Dear innate, I release the fear of letting my mother down.
Dear innate, I release the fear of missing what is important.
Dear innate, I release the fear of missing what is important.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I have to make my mother happy.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I have to make my mother happy.
Dear innate, I release my mother's energy.
Dear innate, I release my mother's energy.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I accept that I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I realize that these are now my things.
Dear innate, I realize that these are now my things.
And I can do with them as I please.
And I can do with them as I please.
Dear innate, I release all of the negativity around these things.
Dear innate, I release all the negativity around these things.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live my own life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to live my own life.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to make my own choices.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to make my own choices.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I am loved.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I disconnect from the past.
Dear innate, I release the pressure of getting it right.
Dear innate, I release the pressure of getting it right.
Dear innate, I accept the freedom to be me.
Dear innate, I accept the freedom to be me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Relief. I feel relief.
Good.
Yes, thank
you. And your mother is saying that whatever you do with all of that stuff is completely up to you. She says she doesn't need it anymore. So she really doesn't care what happens.
Most of it away. I mean, I rented a big bin from the city. It's a 20-yard bin, and believe me, it's almost full. Believe me, it's literally almost full. Yes. And, you know, it's just cleaned the whole house out from the backyard to the front of the door, to the front door.
Yeah.
Sideways, everything is gone.
And she's perfectly fine with that. She says, throw it all away.
Yeah, that's where it is.
Wonderful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And only keep things that actually have meaning to you, that bring you joy.
Okay.
So make sure that you only keep things that bring you joy. Do not keep things that bring you sadness. You don't need sadness.
Okay.
You just want
got
the
it.
Joy. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to remind our callers that if you have a question or you'd like a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that it puts you in, it actually puts a little symbol next to your phone number on my screen, and we know to click on you. Otherwise, we just let you listen, which is absolutely fine with us. Okay, our next caller is 11111111. Let's see who this is. Hi, who's this?
Somebody who wants to know what the symbol is beside my phone number.
It's actually a little shield with a question mark in it.
What kind of a shield is it?
It's a blue shield.
A blue shield. Oh, a lot of things came up when you said that. You know I know what the symbol is, but it's like, wow. Okay. Greatest risings, my sisters. How are both of you?
Wonderful, Queen. How are
great.
You?
I am grateful that the sun is shining.
Oh, that's right. How was the weather?
It hasn't happened yet. I'm on my way there tomorrow. So it's this coming weekend. And the shift,
I thought it was last weekend. Oh, that makes sense. They wouldn't do it on Easter. Okay.
The weatherman person, women, and my friend Shanti and her companions and the elements have collided to agree with me that 3 out of 4 days thus far are going to be beautiful. Ra is going to be shining, ever present, and actually it's probably going to shine on the 4th day. But perhaps there may be some dew, some rain dew drops and thunder of Thor and the other elements that have to, they want to be a part of the procession of opulence of life. So it's looking much better.
Wonderful.
Yes. So I thought I would step through. You know how I do. If you call and you say, come forward, I'm here. If you have something to say, cool. Oh, DC, love.
Yes.
I know I said I have a box. I said I have a box, and I do have a box, but your brew's not ready. But when I come back from New Orleans, I will focus on your grounding, because that's what it's supposed to be, to your grounding oil that is being created for you. Yes.
You. And I'm getting for you, Queen, that you are just, you're ready to manifest something. Something amazing is coming your way. But I'm also getting, even though something amazing is coming your way, your focus might not be in the right place right now, okay? So I don't know why, but I'm getting, I think it's Albert Einstein, and he's saying, you know, you can, something about like having an issue and to, you can't get rid of the issue with the same energy that was used to create it, something like that. But Albert Einstein is, you know, he's with you. Okay, yeah, he's saying, no, that's not exactly what it is. You can't solve your problems with the same thinking that you was used when you created them. Clarity only comes from clarity. And there's a peace and calm that exists far beneath, you know, the constant craziness like that's within each of us. So I don't know what it is that, like, is causing you an issue, Queen. Okay? It's sort of like there's a river beneath the river, okay? And you've
that's
got this
true,
steady,
the river.
So, you know, ideas there. And you've got to, I guess, like, be still and allow them to just, like, come to surface. It's sort of like the more that you don't do anything, the more productive you're going to be. So have you been doing too much lately?
No. Actually, from my perspective, things are like flowing miraculously, which they do all the time anyway, but in a way that is very pleasant for me. I'm seeing, okay, I got that done, and I chill, and I got that done, and I chill.
You're asked to just to really like shift your awareness and just like really like not really do anything. And don't take any action, and just allow your heart to experience. Okay.
Okay.
So you're just maybe doing a little bit too much, is what I'm getting, because you are ready to do something really amazing, maybe something that you've been dreaming in, and things are just going to fall into place. And it's not like you had to do anything. It's Ginger's saying, "Mom, she's looking up. It's almost like it fell out of the sky, and there it is."
That pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And all you have to do is just sit there and just wait for it to come. I have a lounge chair, sip a tropical drink, queen, and allow it to come your way, you know? And there's no, you know, the more you rush, the more that it's going to, you know, you're resisting, you're not allowing it to come to you. So it's just saying, don't rush to do anything because it's a waste of time. Just sit where you are and enjoy. Okay, don't worry, and you're going to attract everything that you're wanting, but the clue is to relax, to stay in the here, stay in the now, and just relax, and then trust.
All right. I'll go with that more and more.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm getting, just, you know, trust, and everything's coming to you. So I don't know, like, what you were trying to do or what was going on, because like you said, Albert Einstein, you know, he just saying, you know, you can't unsolve the problems with the same thinking that you used to create them, Queen. So you need to just relax and have a little bit more peace and a little bit more calm, you know, and just allow that river of manifestation to come your way. And with that being said, I have to turn you over to Barbara. I don't know, but there's something that needs to be healed.
Okay, and Albert Einstein, you know, I have to agree with what you're saying, in that I am seeing it in my reality, that a shift, as I'm preparing for the show, I'm watching how it's different in my preparation, how I'm ahead of things. It's just different. So I would validate your words in that I got the message, I'm living it, I'm doing things differently, and it's working for me. So that's how I respond to you, Albert. Nice of you to come. You've come before for me, and you're welcome anytime. I appreciate that kind of level intelligence. Like,
was Queen, that imagination is more important than knowledge.
I'm Magi. They work hand in hand, I would think. But Albert, you and I will speak again.
Thing, you know, like imagination can take you everywhere, but knowledge can only take you so far. Okay?
I hear that. Real talk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So he's with you, Queen, and it's surprising because usually when I see him, he comes in and sticks out his tongue at me, but he's just sitting there looking at you. He's not sticking out his tongue.
That's
a good thing.
He's welcome. He's welcome. I'm glad he's not sticking out his tongue at you either while he's talking to you from me. Albert Einstein, I love it. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you, as always. Peace be loved.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're not off the hook yet, Queen. We're going to turn you over to Barbara.
Okay. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with you, though, because it's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with you. Let me find out. What am I supposed to do with her? Well, you know I love her. Yeah. Okay.
dance with me. I want to be your partner. Dance with me.
Wow. It's interesting because I'm not seeing what I usually see. Not that I'm supposed to see what I usually see. It almost looks like a flame blowing in the wind, which I don't know that flames actually blow in the wind. But
Barbara, I'm getting that there's like a pattern in life that she's not releasing. Okay, and once she lets go of it, she can move beyond it. So there's something that she's holding on to, and it is like a pattern. I don't know, like, what the pattern is, but she's got to release it to really to be able to go forward is what the, you know, what the angels are showing me. So there's something she's holding on to, and she's sort of got to, she's got to change her focus.
Okay.
I don't know what to focus on because I'm getting change, you know, a change of focus is needed as well. And maybe that's why I said sit and do nothing, you know, because you get there fast if you just sit and do nothing.
Okay. All right. I'm waiting for them to tell me or show me. They're talking
hey.
To me, you see, but they're not talking to me. I'm still seeing the flame blowing in the wind.
Okay. I'm trying to see what else that, you know, they're going to give me so I can see what is going on. Let's see. Okay, I mean, I'm getting that there's a little fear within her, some kind of fear-based thoughts, and I don't know what they're about, but there is something within her that is, you know, coming from a place of fear. And maybe it's just ego because she is magnificent and maybe she doesn't realize how magnificent she is. And this is a time for her to just, you know, not do anything, to stop and to breathe. And to really get in touch with, you know, with that magnificent queen, her higher self. And to just, I'm getting just be, don't do anything. So I don't know, Barbara. She's not supposed to do anything. She's supposed to breathe. She's supposed to, you know, just be still. Sort of like to recharge. She's got to recharge her emotional batteries before she goes forward. And don't let ego come in and do whatever ego's trying to do.
Okay. So repeat after me, Queen. Dear innate, I know who I am. Queen, did we lose you?
I don't know. We may have lost her. I'm not sure.
She's still on the screen.
Queen, are you muted?
Okay. I'm not hearing her.
Well, we have Archangel Haniel. Archangel Haniel is with Queen and us as well to help Queen really to connect with her higher vision.
Well, Queen, what I was getting is that you were supposed to say, "Dear innate, I know who I am," and you were supposed to say it at least
you know what? I'll be the
practice time.
I'll be her practice. Dear innate, I know who I am.
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 through innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I accept myself.
And just take a nice deep breath. Now the flame just got brighter, so that's all I'm seeing.
You know, she was holding on to some old toxic emotions. And something with dealing with being a woman, I don't know what that means.
Well, hopefully knowing who you are, let's go of all of that, because it takes you out of the ego and back into your heart, your soul, your higher self.
And Archangel Haniel is going to remain with Queen to help her to connect with her higher vision. And Queen, I'm sure you have some rose quartz. I'm just getting, like, please, you know, keep that with you for a while. That's going to help with your journey as well. Really beautiful. And Archangel Michael is still present with Queen. He's there. And he's really going to help her. Like I said, this is her journey. You know, she's meant to go forward, but she's meant to just, like, really relax right now. And as she relaxes, you know, you did the healing and we did the Dear Nate statements. I just see, like, all this old stuff is just lifting away. And when she gets done relaxing, she's going to really be able to go forward and make progress on her journey.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's what I'm feeling.
All right, Queen. Spend your day doing nothing and enjoy it.
Well, she's saying I am. I'm not even talking.
You're really. All right. I'm going to mute Queen, not that we could actually hear her anyway. And we will go to our last caller from area code 773. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. What can we do for you today?
Hi, I'm just happy to listen. Anything that comes to you, I actually hung up. I thought I lost you, and I called back, and you picked me. That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, I noticed you were there, and then you disappeared, and you came back, and I was like, oh, good, she came back.
It was like nothing. I didn't hear anything anymore, and I was like, oh, I must have lost them or something.
Well, Linda, you didn't lose. Yes, you didn't lose us, and I'm glad you didn't lose us, because there's big changes coming your way. And your angels are with you, and they're walking with you, and they're saying something beautiful is on the horizon for you. Okay?
Nice.
But I am getting there are some old beliefs that you have that have to be removed, because those old beliefs are actually causing an emotional block right now, and they're holding you back.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
You're a little bit resistant to change. And I feel like you've been breathing like in a fight or flight kind of mode, especially when you feel like, you know, oh gosh, I'm afraid. It's just like you have such shallow breathing. Okay? And this is a time that you've got to trust, and this is a time of amazing growth for you to go forward, okay? So we want you to be able to get rid of all that's holding you back and, you know, all of those old patterns. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And we're going to get rid of that right now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to use some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements, so just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of failure.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the fear of not being good enough.
Dear Innate, I release the fear that God does not love me.
Dear Nate, I release the fear that God does not love me.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to accept myself.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to accept myself.
Dear Nate, I know that God loves me.
Dear Nate, I know that God loves me.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Nate, I release who I used to be.
Dear Nate, I release who I used to be.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am now.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am now.
Dear Nate, I release any fear of change.
Dear Nate, I release any fear of change.
Dear Nate, I release the limitations I have placed on my life.
Dear Nate, I release the changes I have placed on my life.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be limited.
Dear Nate, I release the need to be limited.
Dear Nate, I open up to the beauty of life.
Dear Nate, I open up to the beauty of life.
Dear Nate, I open up to the power within me.
Dear Nate, I open up to the power within me.
Dear Nate, I allow my transformation.
Dear Nate, I allow my transformation.
Dear Nate, I love me.
Dear Nate, I love me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels good. You hit on all the right points, and I know it. I know everything you say is always, you guys, it's always right on.
Okay, and now I'm hearing the song that has the words, I'm rocking and rolling to a boogie woogie beat. God. I get the impression
awesome.
You're supposed to put on some music and dance. And it's
yeah,
part of
and
your
you know what?
Go.
I actually love to do that, and I don't do it enough. Love to do that. I
you
might
need
not
to
be
do
the
it
best
today.
Answer, but I have a good time.
Hey, as long as you're having fun, it doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. That, I need more of that.
Yeah. Okay, so put that on your list of things to do today, to put on some music, play it loud, and just dance your little heart out.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for calling and for calling back.
Oh, God, I appreciate it very much.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we are done for today.
Beautiful. And I'm getting a message that we all should just go with the flow and let things happen, you know, just allow. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. I had a crazy morning with Jackson. So I'm just going, I'm allowing.
Good for you.
So beautiful. Yeah. Well, I hope Queen has a magnificent day and she just relaxes. And I'm seeing like a lounge chair, like sitting in the sun and maybe drinking some sun tea or something. I mean, it's so nice.
Well, hopefully that's what she will do. I'm sure she will do what feels right to her own heart, so.
Yes. Awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, everyone have
so
an amazing
call
today. Yes.
Yes.
Bye, everyone.
And we'll be back on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yes. Bye-bye.